Good morning. It's April 2nd, and this is your daily brief in AI. Here's everything you need to know. In a surprising turn of events, OpenAI has made a significant change in the leadership of its corporate venture fund, raising eyebrows across the tech and investment communities. This story unfolds with Sam Altman, a prominent figure in the tech world, being removed from his position as the controller of the OpenAI startup fund, sparking conversations about the implications for the fund and the broader AI landscape. The concerns leading to this decision revolve around the fund's unique structure, prompting OpenAI to appoint Ian Hathaway, a partner at the fund since 2021, as the new controller. This shift in leadership comes at a critical time as the fund boasts a substantial $175 million raised from notable partners, including Microsoft, and has already made strategic investments in startups like Harvey and Speak. Despite his removal from the fund, Sam Altman's influence in the tech and investment spheres remains undiminished. He recently pocketed $30 million from Reddit's IPO and continues to make significant investments. Meanwhile, OpenAI, in collaboration with Microsoft, is embarking on an ambitious $100 billion data center project featuring an AI supercomputer named Stargate. In a separate but related development, Altman's venture, WorldCoin, faces regulatory challenges in Portugal. The country's data watchdog has ordered a halt to WorldCoin's data collection efforts, citing concerns over the unwarranted collection of miners' data and deficiencies in the information provided to data subjects. This move underscores the increasing scrutiny on data collection practices in tech ventures, especially those involving biometrics and cryptocurrency. As these stories unfold, the tech and investment communities are keenly watching the implications of these developments for OpenAI's future endeavors and the broader AI industry. The removal of Altman from the OpenAI startup fund and the challenges facing his other ventures highlight the complex interplay of innovation, regulation, and leadership in the rapidly evolving tech landscape. In a bold step towards democratizing artificial intelligence, OpenAI has unlocked the gates to its ChatGPT AI assistant, allowing users in certain regions to engage with the technology without the hassle of signing up. This move aims to bring AI tools closer to the public, but it's not without its controversies and challenges. Previously, accessing ChatGPT required users to sign in, a barrier that OpenAI has now removed for users in select regions. The version made available for free use operates on GPT 3.5, a model that, while powerful, is noted for being less accurate than its subscription-based counterpart, GPT 4 Turbo. This distinction raises questions about the quality of information being disseminated and the potential for misinformation. The decision to offer ChatGPT without a login requirement comes amidst rising concerns about the potential for abuse and the influence of less capable AI models on public perception. There's a delicate balance to strike between making advanced technologies accessible and ensuring they're used responsibly. OpenAI isn't just facing challenges on the ethical front, the competitive landscape is heating up as well. With formidable contenders like Google's Gemini Pro 1.5 and Anthropic's Claude 3 in the fray, OpenAI's move can also be seen as a strategic play to maintain its foothold in the rapidly evolving AI market. Despite these challenges, OpenAI is committed to broadening access to AI, with plans to gradually introduce the login-free version of ChatGPT to more regions. Furthermore, the company is not resting on its laurels. It's actively developing GPT-5, the next iteration in its AI model series, promising even more advanced capabilities. This ongoing development underscores OpenAI's commitment to pushing the boundaries of what AI can achieve, even as it navigates the complexities of making such powerful tools widely available. In a move reflecting growing concerns over AI safety and data security, the U.S. House of Representatives has taken a decisive step against the use of certain generative AI tools. This action aligns with a broader governmental push to ensure the integrity and security of sensitive information in the age of artificial intelligence. In March 2024, President Joe Biden laid the groundwork with an executive order aimed at countering AI risks. This directive set in motion a government-wide policy focused on AI safety and the implementation of necessary guardrails. It's against this backdrop that the House, under the guidance of Chief Administrative Officer Catherine Spindor, announced a ban on Microsoft's Copilot Generative AI Assistant, citing security concerns. This decision came on the heels of a similar prohibition against ChatGPT, marking a significant step in the government's efforts to safeguard its data. The core issue at hand is the potential for sensitive House data to be inadvertently leaked to non-approved cloud services. In response, Microsoft is in the process of developing a government edition of Copilot, designed with heightened security measures to meet these concerns. The House's CAO office has committed to evaluating this tailored version once it becomes available. This move by the House is not isolated. Other government entities, including the Department of Energy and the Department of Veterans Affairs, have also imposed bans on ChatGPT and similar AI services. These steps underscore a broader trend towards increased scrutiny of AI tools, especially those capable of accessing and processing user data. Amidst significant concerns over data privacy and security, the call for the industry to enhance security, improve transparency, and develop government-specific solutions is louder than ever. This situation highlights the critical balance between leveraging AI's potential benefits and ensuring the safety and privacy of sensitive information. In a tech landscape where voice assistants are becoming increasingly sophisticated, Samsung is setting the stage for a significant upgrade to Bixby, its own voice assistant. This move is a direct challenge to Google's Gemini, aiming to make Bixby smarter and more natural in conversation. The spotlight on Bixby dimmed during the Galaxy S24 launch, leading many to wonder about its future. Nonetheless, Samsung is doubling down, planning to rejuvenate Bixby with generative AI capabilities and extending AI features to previous models via the One UI 6.1 update. Samsung's vision for Bixby doesn't stop at just keeping pace with competitors. It's about redefining its role in the ecosystem. The company is exploring the monetization of AI features, suggesting a future where Bixby could offer enhanced functionalities, possibly including live gym feedback, battery-saving tips, and photo enhancements. This strategy indicates Samsung's commitment to not only maintain, but also expand Bixby's presence across a range of devices and appliances. The tech giant's plans come at a time when the voice assistant market is fiercely competitive. With Google Assistant leading the pack and Apple's Siri preparing for an AI overhaul at this year's Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC, the stakes are high. Despite Bixby's previous discontinuation in 2020, Samsung's push to integrate generative AI and large language models, LLMs, could mark a turning point, making Bixby a more compelling choice for users. However, details about the timing and device compatibility for Bixby's AI upgrade remain murky. Samsung has yet to announce an official timeline, leaving the tech community in suspense. As the company looks to leverage generative AI to enhance Bixby's capabilities, it's clear that Samsung is not ready to give up on its voice assistant. The success of this initiative could redefine Bixby's place in the competitive landscape of voice assistants. In a leap towards creating more intuitive technology, Apple has significantly advanced its artificial intelligence research to enhance the capabilities of Siri, its virtual assistant. This move not only promises to make Siri smarter, but also more efficient in understanding and executing user commands. Apple's introduction of a new model named Realm marks a pivotal shift in how Siri processes information. By converting contextual data into text, Realm enables Siri to grasp ambiguous language and non-conversational prompts, streamlining the interaction between users and their devices. This development is particularly noteworthy as it signifies a departure from traditional command-based interactions towards a more fluid, natural conversational experience. Notably, Realm stands out by outperforming larger AI models, including GPT-4, in terms of efficiency. Its ability to transform images into text without relying on complex image recognition parameters makes it an ideal solution for on-device operations, ensuring a faster and more responsive Siri. Apple's strategy doesn't stop with Siri. The company is gearing up to unveil its comprehensive AI strategy at the Worldwide Developers Conference, or WWDC 2024. This announcement is anticipated to highlight AI-powered features across Apple's entire product ecosystem, signaling a significant commitment to integrating AI into the core of its offerings. These advancements are a clear indication of Apple's dedication to enhancing user experience through AI. By making Siri and other products more intelligent and context-aware, Apple is set to redefine the boundaries of what virtual assistants can do, promising a future where technology understands and anticipates user needs with unprecedented accuracy. This has been your daily brief in AI. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.